proclaiming the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Offman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible study. Beginning with this session, we look at the lines of the kings of the northern kingdom of Israel. Israel divided into two kingdoms when 10 of the 12 tribes of Israel rebelled against Rehoboam and chose Jeroboam to be their king. The author of 1 Kings chapter 11 described Jeroboam as being a mighty man of valor and as industrious. Nonetheless, Jeroboam failed to set a godly example for his subjects, especially in the spiritual realm. Jeroboam feared that his followers would soon abandon him once they went up to Jerusalem to offer their sacrifices. Therefore, he set up his own system of idolatrous worship, according to 1 Kings chapter 12, where the author recorded that, quote, "The king took counsel and made two calves of gold, and said unto them, It is too much for you to go up to Jerusalem. Behold thy gods, O Israel, which brought thee up out of the land of Egypt," unquote. Jeroboam placed one of the golden calves in Bethel, which was the southern part of his dominion, and another golden calf in Dan, which lay in the northern section of his kingdom. Jeroboam also appointed non-Levitical priests as ministers in those locations. Furthermore, Jeroboam established a new religious holiday, during which he made offerings and burnt incense on an altar he had erected in Bethel. He thereby sought to imitate the divinely ordained religious practices by recreating them in his own territories. However, the greater legacy left by Jeroboam recurs throughout the books of the Kings, namely that he made Israel to sin. According to 1 Kings chapter 13, God sent Jeroboam an unnamed prophet from the kingdom of Judah. That man declaimed against the idolatrous altar in Bethel, as Jeroboam was getting ready to burn incense. The unnamed prophet cried out, quote, "O altar, altar, thus saith the Lord, Behold, a child shall be born unto the house of David, Josiah by name, and upon thee shall he offer the priests of the high places that burn incense upon thee, and men's bones shall be burnt upon thee," unquote. Nearly three centuries later, a man by the name of Josiah became the king of Judah, and actually fulfilled that prophecy. As a sign attesting to the divine origin of his message, the unnamed prophet declared that the altar would split open, and the ashes upon it would be poured out. This miracle took place in the sight of Jeroboam and his followers. Jeroboam initially ordered that prophet to be arrested. However, when the king extended his hand, it, quote, "dried up so that he could not pull it in again unto him," unquote. In other words, Jeroboam's hand became paralyzed, unable to move. The king entreated the prophet to ask God for healing, and the prophet complied with that request. Then Jeroboam offered to give the unnamed prophet a reward. However, the man of God declined. Had he accepted the king's offer, the unnamed prophet would have betrayed his divine commission and made it seem like that he could and would compromise with the king he was told to cry out against. Jeroboam constantly waged war against Rehoboam and Abijah, the first two kings of the kingdom of Judah. Abijah finally defeated Jeroboam and captured Bethel, one of the cities that Jeroboam placed the golden calf. Abijah also captured a number of other cities that had belonged to Jeroboam and the kingdom of Israel. The writer of 2 Chronicles 13 recorded that, quote, "Neither did Jeroboam recover strength again in the days of Abijah, and the Lord struck him, and he died," unquote. Jeroboam left a legacy of disobedience to God and idolatry behind him. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible study.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.